Talk Live, kicking off hour number two. Here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including live streaming, the broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version, totally free, at freetalklive.com, the way things ought to be.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can go to freestateproject.org.
Last hour, we had a bit of controversy internally here on the show over whether or not one of our newest Shriners, Bridget, should be allowed to stay on the Shrine. I made the executive decision to add her to the Shrine. She is a transgendered person, which means she's really a he. But she believes fully that she was meant to be a she, and she acts as though she is a lady. And that was good enough for me. It's not good enough for you, man, which you think it sullies the Shrine. You think it makes us look bad. It makes us look inconsistent, maybe.
Yeah, I am. You know,
and Jason, you sort of are on in Manwich's camp.
My opinion is based totally on salability and people wanting to view the Shrine of Female Listeners page. You know, as great as the Shriners are and as important as they are to the page,
right?
The fact is that once they're there, then they're viewed by lots of people.
Yes.
You know, people want to see that shrine.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't see that.
What people don't want to see is transgendered people.
But you can't tell. Our board operator was looking at the page and he couldn't figure it out.
You know, I think if anything is going to be scaring people off, it's the fact that we're having this discussion. I mean, I don't like this controversy. I don't like one bit.
I think it might generate more people to go there just to see exactly, you know, what this person looks like.
Sure, but
very well.
It's essentially a lose-lose situation.
Well,
we're going to end up offending people.
I liked it for the our 3-minute segment there at the end of the last hour.
Sure.
I don't know if I like it for the first segment, which is usually very newsy.
Well, I just wanted to announce that the poll is up at the bulletin board system. So if you want to register your opinion on this question, the poll question is simple: should Bridget be removed from the shrine? Two choices: yes or no. So if you go to the bulletin board system in the Shrine Forum...
Usually Fire Manwich is another choice.
Well, we're keeping this one simple, man. So you go there, you can cast your vote, and of course registering for that is totally free. All right, so let's move on. Let's go to the New Hampshire situation, Jason. What is going on there?
Well,
we got a follow-up.
Yes. Well, there are a lot of situations going on in New Hampshire. We're going to be talking about the doctor. The doctor who called an obese patient of his obese. Mm. Well, he's got another complaint.
Is that not a medical word, by the way? Obese
is definitely a medical word.
Yes, it is.
There's a category. When you go in for a physical, they do the caliper thing, right?
40% 40% of your body weight is fat.
I think 40% is an extremely high number.
Oh.
Well, I think when I was in high school and I had my body fat index tested,
right,
it was at 7 or 8%.
Mm. Well, I mean, that's a high school student. I mean, men are from, I think from 12 to 20 is considered normal for men, and then like 17 to 25 for women.
Hmm.
That's a healthy range.
I didn't know that the BMI, body mass index, was a percentage.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware of that. I thought it was a number
that
they judged things on.
Okay.
So
they
didn't
give it as a number. But
he called one of his patients obese, and she got offended. And then she, I guess, talked to the attorney general, and it made some press, and now this guy's hitting the news again.
He's got another complaint lobbed his way. Well, the first one, of course, being that he spoke to an obese female patient about being obese. And now this new complaint, which actually is not a new complaint at all. It was filed in 2001, but has been resurrected in light of the current situation.
And calling an obese woman obese.
Well, it says the good Dr. Bennett advised another female patient to buy a pistol so she could commit suicide and end her physical suffering.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
That's pretty
What What was she in there for?
It doesn't say.
Well,
does that mean
that she asked the doctor to
kill her,
you know, euthanize her.
Yeah.
And he said, well, you know, I can't do that. The board says, you know, I can't do it. I support your euthanization. So what's the best thing for you to do is to go out and buy a pistol and shoot yourself.
See, I don't think it's that way at all.
Yeah.
I think
you're so depressed, buy a gun and shoot yourself then.
Yeah, I think this guy is just trying to scare her into accepting reasonable solutions.
Okay.
We have no context, though. That's the problem.
That's right.
We don't know anything about what she said before he said that or why she was there in the first
place. It's always difficult with these articles, Jason, because you never know where the questioning is going to go.
Right.
And well, he does have a somewhat sizable quote later on, which in which he was talking to the obese woman. And he says, quote, "You need to lose weight. Let's face it. If your husband were to die tomorrow, who would want you?" Well,
holy crap.
Well, men might want you, but maybe not the types you want you. Maybe even a black guy. That's the quote. That's the quote.
Oh my God.
I don't think that's really necessary.
I don't think it was necessary either.
This guy's a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, the guy is a jerk. But you know, he's trying to get his point across, and
he's trying to motivate her, I guess, into wanting to lose weight.
The guy does sound like a jerk,
yeah,
but I'm standing behind him.
Yeah.
I'm standing behind him because doctors are just men.
Well, what's he facing here? What is it that the state's threatening with him with? Are they threatening to pull his license? Are they threatening him with jail time, fines? What is it that the controversy is going to, I guess, turn into?
Thus far, I don't believe they've threatened him with any sort of action. They're holding quote special meetings.
Hmm. And so at this point, they're just basically smearing on him and just letting people know that he's a jerk.
Pretty much.
Now, not that there's a problem with that either, right? I mean, in this case, it's the government that's doing it, but it could very easily be a newspaper that's doing it.
Certainly.
The woman could very easily have gone to, if there wasn't a government agency to go complain to, she could have very easily have gone to a newspaper or Channel 13 and said, "Oh, hey, this doctor said this to me. He's a real jerk." And then they'll do it. You know, they'll do a 45-second package. "Woman told she's obese tonight. Coming up at 6:00." You know, and then they'll out him that way, and so the bad news will come out anyway. So, yeah, he should have kept his mouth closed. He maybe should have been a little more tactful. And
Why should he be more tactful? It's his practice.
It's his practice.
It's his office.
He should be more tactful because it could result in bad publicity like
that. Just a recommendation. Tact is a recommendation.
Yes, it is.
Exactly. So, interesting follow-up there. If you've got comments, 800-259-9231. I don't know. Some questions we could ask. Have you ever been offended by your doctor? I mean, at least he didn't touch her inappropriately.
And if so, what the hell do you do if you're offended by your doctor? I mean, this woman was so offended that she's decided to complain and raise a huge stink about this. Why not just find another doctor?
Yeah, that I don't understand.
Well, a lot of people see that, you know, the new get-rich-quick scheme is, suing people.
Right.
But she's not even suing.
A lot of... Wait. You got to lay the proper groundwork.
You think
the lady who found the finger in Wendy's was, sued that day? Heck no.
I see what you're saying.
She took somebody, got a hold of somebody's finger and stuck it in a bowl of chili and got a little news coverage and stuff. Yeah, you got to lay the right foundations for these things. You got to prepare. And then she's going to talk about the shock she had, the inner turmoil that she experienced, mm-hmm. the personal suffering that she went through by the hands of the doctor.
I never realized I was obese.
I was happy and just glumping along like a big gelatinous blob.
I thought I was a size 4.
400.
Right. Well, let's. What are you going to do?
800-259-9231. We got another update here. Sometimes we, whenever we come across a follow-up on one of the stories that we've covered, I like to give the information out. This one's going to be about the rave in Utah that was busted about a week and a half ago. We thought that they hadn't pulled all the permits that they needed. We thought that the government was withholding one permit, and that's why the cops came in, and 90 cops came in and harassed about 300 kids that were just dancing. But it turns out that they did have all the right permits. So what was this raid bust all about? This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc., for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything that's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind goes, whether it be a political issue or a personal problem. We're doing a little bit of follow-up action right now. A couple of weeks ago, there was a rave.
Hot follow-up action.
Yes. There was a rave that happened in Utah. And by the way, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Check out the bulletin board system with thousands of posts, hundreds of members. It's free. Freetalklive.com. The rave was broken up by the cops. In fact, I'll let this article just do the recap for us. It's from the Daily Herald, which I assume is a, yes, it is a Utah newspaper. No citizen should be subjected to criminal charges for a crime that he might commit.
This is a fundamental principle in our society. One does not take blame for what might happen, only for violations of the law that he actually commits. Utah County Sheriff Jim Tracy seems to see things differently. In an interview with the Daily Herald on Wednesday, he indicated that he believes law enforcement has the authority to assume that a violation will be committed.
I don't think Jim's very smart.
Well, he is the sheriff. He's the Utah County Sheriff, as a matter of fact. So clearly,
as well as the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers.
That's a multi-talented man right there. Yep. Clearly, you don't have to be very smart to get to be sheriff. Man, which even though it is an elected position, I think, in most places. Let's see. He says, in an interview, he says that he believes law enforcement has the authority to assume that a violation will be committed, and officers may therefore just go straight on to writing a citation. This is exactly what happened Saturday night a couple weeks back at an outdoor music concert and dance in Diamond Fork. The event, a rave, was held on private property owned by a woman named Trudy Childs. An estimated 300 young adults attended the gathering, which was shut down at 11:30 in the evening by about 90 law enforcement officers in a massive show of force that included helicopters, dogs, and assault rifles. I should also mention that the cops, the 90 cops in this case, most of them were outfitted in full-on camouflage gear.
Yeah.
Wow.
The people at this event, in their descriptions, they thought it was the military.
Yeah, they thought it was soldiers.
Right. Some plainclothes officers with cell phones apparently had mingled into the crowd and observed illegal drug activity, which has occurred at similar events. That, combined with law enforcement's allegation that the gathering itself was illegal because proper county permits had not been obtained, is what triggered the raid. And we actually, we talked about this for 2 hours straight, the Monday after the weekend that this happened.
Right.
We heard from people that were at the raid, the rave. We heard from some of the DJs that were there, some of the people that were just there people enjoying the concert. And according to some of the organizers, earlier in the day, the cops were spotted staking the rave out. During the daytime hours, they spotted troops in camouflage staked out around the mountainous area that they were in, like looking in with binoculars on the area that they were putting the stage together.
It's clear these guys need a hobby.
Yeah, they knew what they were. They had this thing planned big time. And you have to have some serious plans to get 90 troops together, 90 cops together, get them outfitted in fatigues, and move them in all at once with a helicopter.
Well, this is their business.
Yeah.
They're in the business of arresting people, and boy, was this a sitting duck.
That's right. It is a sitting duck because they know, the cops know, that the dancers, ravers, are a bunch of pushovers.
Oh, yeah.
They know they can go right in there, say, hey, we're the cops. You got to break this up now. And everybody who's there is just going to very peacefully disperse, and they can pretty much harass anybody they want to, and they won't. There's not going to be any sort of resistance. And there wasn't. You know, the kids are good kids. They're just there trying to have a good time.
Not to mention, one doesn't feel an inclination towards violence when you're all hopped up on goofballs.
No doubt about it.
Not exactly sure what goofballs
are. Is that another word for ecstasy?
Huh? I don't know.
You certainly don't feel violent when you're on ecstasy, I can tell you that. Tracy protests here. The facts are not in quite yet in regard to the criminal activity of the crowd. SWAT teams stormed the crowd to make arrests. Many attendees, including a landowner, are now crying foul. We expect to know more in the coming days in regards to the actual so-called criminal activity. But that doesn't, I don't think, it doesn't justify busting up the entire event just because a few people are selling or using drugs. Even though I say it doesn't justify it, the lawmakers disagree, which is why they passed the RAVE Act and other things like that that make it easier for the cops to crack down on these events, as though there's something terrible going on here. The fact is, Childs, the landowner, didn't even need a permit. Now, Jim Tracy, the cop, claims that she had not obtained the necessary permit for the event. Well, Jim Tracy, the cop, says she did need one, but the paper believes he's wrong. Now, here's why. A county ordinance specifies exactly the circumstances under which a mass gathering permit must be obtained from the Utah County Commission, and when a permit is not required. No person may host a gathering of an actual anticipated assembly of 250 people or more, which continues can be reasonably expected to continue for more than 12 consecutive hours. So basically what it's saying is here, you can have a gathering of a bunch of people without getting into the rest of the law. You can have a gathering with a bunch of people so long as it doesn't go on for more than 12 hours. So if you want to have 2,000 people get together on your property, it's fully legal as long as you keep it under 12 hours.
So what about, say, a Boy Scout get-together, a camping weekend?
Camping weekend, would that be broken up? You'd have to, well, it probably wouldn't be broken up.
Yeah, exactly. It wouldn't be broken up. They only target the people they want to mess with. The electronic beats began at 9 p.m. on Saturday, and according to the coordinator, according to the agreements that they had with security staff, this was a professionally organized event. This was not an underground rave. It was publicly promoted, and they had security, they had EMS, they had, ambulance workers there, basically, mm-hmm. and they had porta-potties, they had trash cans, they had everything that they needed to have in order to make this a legal event. And then the cops ended up breaking it up anyway. Tracy said that authorities reasonably anticipated a crowd of thousands and expected partygoers to linger to 9 a.m. and beyond. People are up all night partying hard and have a camping area, he said. If you've been up since 9 o'clock the night before, we're assuming you are not going to jump right up and get out of there and will exceed the 12-hour period. So even though the contractors...
Sorry, pal. You got to come in at 12 hours and 1 minute.
The contractors were there, contracted until 6:30 in the morning. The music started at 9 o'clock at night. Clearly not a 12-hour event.
Nope. Right?
Clearly it's an all-night event. But he's saying, we can just make the assumption. Read that carefully again, the newspaper says, with particular attention to we are assuming. Tracy saying that the 12-hour ordinance was violated because law enforcement, not the event host, anticipated the gathering would last more than 12 hours.
It's called preemptive defense.
Yeah.
Well, this thing's probably going to go on for about a half a day. Why not bust it up now?
Right.
Save those kids the trouble of... having fun and
dancing. If you bust it at 11:30, you're more likely to find more drugs because they won't have consumed as much. Right?
that's probably the idea.
Tracy saying that the 12-hour ordinance was violated because law enforcement anticipated that the event would last more than 12 hours. The newspaper says this is an unjustified and even dangerous view. It's not law enforcement's prerogative to enforce assumptions, to hand out criminal or civil citations based on what might happen. Accusations must be made on the basis of actual observable acts, not on what a cop thinks will occur in the future. Yeah. Man, you might kill your wife tonight.
It might happen. Well,
let's say a highway patrolman with then they go on with some examples here. Let's say a highway patrolman with a radar gun in a 60-mile-per-hour zone clocks a driver at 59 miles per hour. He can't ticket that driver on the assumption that the car will soon be going much faster. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But do you think that the cops are going to face any trouble from this?
I doubt it very seriously.
I think it's good that the newspapers are paying attention.
I agree.
And that some people are actually covering this, so we'll continue to give it coverage as we get the information in here. 800-259-9231, toll-free 1-800-259-9231. We got some emails coming up, some good stuff on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want, political, personal, anything goes. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described right there on the front page of the website. There is no membership fee. There's no backstage pass 24-7. None
when
of that.
Are we going to start that?
We're not.
Ever?
No.
Come on.
When are we going to start bothering people to give their personal information?
Never. This is an outreach project.
Just don't do that.
This show
Good
is...
deal.
I like to consider this show an outreach project and a talk show. We're actually trying... We actually want people to listen to our show. Why do you want to put doors and barricades around your show? We want people to listen, so it's all free at freetalklive.com.
And you could give calorie-free birthday fun with 1-800-Flower.com's best-selling...
It's flowers. I'm sorry.
You need to correct that.
You jerk.
Best-selling birthday flower cake. Or you can celebrate summer occasions with great savings on grower specials. Visit their website every week for limited time offers on fresh flowers at terrific values. Use code FTL at
That's
checkout.
True. That's for Free Talk Live.
Free right. Talk Live, yes.
Yeah.
At checkout to save 10%. Good towards a terrific selection of fresh flowers and so much more. Call, click, or come in. 1-800-Flowers.com. Your florist of choice.
You know, we did that on Monday. You had Johnson read that same mm-hmm. one with the error in it.
Awful.
And we totally botched it. Like, we did not realize that Johnson came in and said, well, it's 1-800-Flowers. He went on about how it doesn't have enough digits or whatever. We spent 5 minutes botching that read uh-huh. on Monday night. And so instead of shoving it under the carpet, I actually included it in the show description. So if you want to hear it, you can actually find it. I said, I titled it, Worst Read, Live Read Ever. It was horrible.
You know, all that matters is that people go to 1-800-Flowers.com
right.
and buy flowers because, you know, they're sponsoring the show. It doesn't matter whether we're good at reading it or not.
I understand. I was just saying, we don't mind pointing out
our
errors.
I know you're the professional here, and, you know, you've been trained in all this stuff, but the rest of us, we're pretty much amateurs.
I'm not coming down on you. I'm just letting you know that we pointed it out instead of trying to shove it under the rug.
Just telling you.
All right. We talked about restraining orders earlier in the show, and we actually have an email about it from White Rabbit. Says, my brother-in-law got arrested today. His soon-to-be ex-wife recently got a restraining order against him by claiming to be afraid for her safety. I won't go into the details.
I'm afraid for my safety from White Rabbit.
As am I. That's a pretty scary song.
Well, you should also know that his email ad, well, I can't say.
Yes, it's
deal.
Blow S Up.
Yeah, Blow S Up.
So funny. He was supposed to give me Manwich at BlowSUp.com, but somehow or another I send things there and I never get anything. Yeah.
Oh, well. But she's done the same thing in the... Okay, his soon-to-be ex-wife recently got a restraining order against him by claiming to be afraid for her safety. I won't go into the details, but she's done the same thing in the past, and she isn't in any real danger, despite her uncanny ability to make people see red. This is basically a good guy who's the father of her three kids. He also still loves her dearly and allows himself to be manipulated on a regular basis. To make a long story short...
Sounds like she's a favorite of White Rabbit.
She called him today and invited him to meet her.
That's a little... You can't have a restraining order and invite people to meet you.
She did.
Unfair.
And you can, and she did. When he arrived, she called the cops, and he was then arrested for violating the restraining order.
That's not cool. How do they do that?
Not only that, but he's being held without bail and won't be able to see the judge until tomorrow.
You know, wow. You need to get some kind of recording, some kind of proof that she called.
Proof that she called?
Yeah.
Now, just because she called doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Are you
allowed to call somebody that you have a restraining order against?
I'm just saying that it's ridiculous otherwise.
Well, it seems to White Rabbit that the judges hand out restraining orders like candy, giving the poor oppressed woman the benefit of the doubt, since they need this legal protection right away. Unfortunately, this gives the perfect outlet for angry wenches to harass their significant others all at our expense. I've seen it too many times. All this aside, anyone who is really interested in hurting you wouldn't be dissuaded by a judge's order.
That much is true.
Mm-hmm. So White Rabbit asks, is there a better alternative to restraining orders? How about a 45?
That is a much better alternative.
I like it.
It's actually a fantastic alternative because it's the only one that's really going to keep you safe.
Yep.
You know, in this case, the husband's harmless. I mean, as he pointed out, he's just a guy who has three kids with this woman, and they probably have their disagreements, and she, like a lot of women, very plotting. She decided to get this restraining order and then have him violate it.
I don't think that's fair to women.
She was plotting in this case.
I think she was. You just made a...
Yeah, like a lot of women.
Blanket statement.
Yeah, like women really are very manipulative. One. That is true.
See, now,
I love them, but they are manipulative.
This is where it's okay for Ian to be judgmental. That's all right. They've got two X chromosomes. They're a nasty, evil little thing.
We can be manipulative too. Okay. Don't you tell me that women can't be manipulative, Manwich.
Any more than men?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
You said women are manipulative.
That's right. That's certainly a statement like men aren't. Men are too dumb to be manipulative.
You read that whole rhetoric
that goes in with it.
It's like when a woman says, men are jerks.
Yeah.
We're not all jerks.
But it's true. The ones you're picking are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, anyway, she manipulated him, and he's gullible and ignorant, and so he went, I don't know, maybe he didn't even know he had the restraining order against him. I wonder about that. Like, maybe she got the restraining order, and he never got the word.
Well, I would think, from my point of view, if she says I can come over, then I can. She's the one who got the restraining order.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So you had her consent.
Well, yeah. Anyway, he got arrested. He's in jail. And I agree with White Rabbit that, look, ladies, if you are being threatened by a guy and you really do need protection, you have to take care of yourself. Because White Rabbit's right. The cops aren't going to come and protect you if there really is somebody trying to bust down your front door or break through your window or come after you.
Yeah. If that's the case, then the protection your restraining order will provide, the extent of it, will be balling it up and throwing it at your attacker.
Yes.
Take that!
Well, you could hold it in front of the attacker and hopefully it'll stop bullets.
Let's go to the phones.
A shield.
Let's go to the phones. Do the fun. You can email the show, by the way, ftl@freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Brandon in Indiana. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Ian, Jason, and Manwich. And I will say that women are more manipulative than men, and they are very plotting.
Thanks for all 18 years of your experience there, Brandon.
18, thank you very much. And they are. Okay, you just back off.
It's just the ones you've been with, then, my friend. My wife is not plotting. She does not spend any time plotting. She can share
what
I'm doing.
She's got you wrapped around her little finger.
That's right. She makes you think she doesn't plot.
No, please.
She does. Hey, how much are gas prices in Florida?
Right now,
I just paid $3.04 for $3.04.
I don't buy the
gallon.
Same kind of gas that he does.
That's
premium. I heard in Atlanta or in Georgia they were about $6. Is that true?
Whoa! Where'd you hear that?
I think from my mom who heard it on the radio.
Okay, well, here's
that. Heard it on the radio.
Well, I mean, it is your mom. We'll take her word for it.
It
would make sense. The closer you get to New Orleans, the higher the gas prices are.
Yeah, precisely. I mean, around here where I am, I think they're about 320-something, or about like that.
Right. What about it?
I was just, isn't that about the same where you guys are?
It's a little bit lower.
It's in the ballpark.
It's a little bit lower here. If you have a point, hang on, Brandon. 800-259-9231. I know we didn't give you much time there. 800-259-9231. Okay, another question's on the table now. Are women manipulative? Let's hear from some female callers on this.
Are women
more manipulative than males? Are guys just more gullible? I don't know. It's your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Are your medicine cabinets full of a variety of different medicines and creams for illness and pain? Now the alternative is drinking water. Yes, I said drinking water, but not just any water. You need electrolyzed oxidized water, or EO from RPA Biotech. Drinking EO water has been noted for its ability to flush toxins, attract and neutralize free radicals, enhance the delivery of nutrients, and most importantly, supports the immune system. RPA Biotech's personal care products are specially formulated to kill bacteria, virus, fungus, and spores. They are also safe and effective for topical treatments of acne, athlete's foot, eczema, psoriasis, burns, skin rashes, and more. Use EO orally to treat sore throats, canker sores, and inflamed and bleeding gums. Try any of RPA Biotech's electrolyzed oxidizing water solutions for a full 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit rpa-biotech.com. For more information or ordering, call 1-866-884-9104. That's 1-866-884-9104.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. The phone lines are filling up, so if you call now, I can't guarantee we'll get you on. We'll do our best. 1-800-259-9231, only here until 10 o'clock Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Join us online. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies that have sent us their photo. In fact, they've sent us a validated photo, which means that they've proven the photo that they listened to the show. And we put them up on our website. Now, there's some controversy over one of the newest Shriners who is a transgendered person. The question is whether or not we should take her down from the Shrine. And that's going to be hashed out on the bulletin board system. So you can go cast your vote. Do you think she should stay? Or should she go? So you can do all that for free at freetalklive.com. Go check it out. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk again to Brandon in Indiana. Now, Brandon, you were talking about gas prices. Where were you going with all that?
Oh, I just wanted to know how much gas costs in Florida.
That's it? Isn't there some website out there? I don't know what it is, but if you go and Google around...
Maybe I don't...
Huh?
I think maybe Gas Tracker. I think I've heard about it on the news before.
Yeah, Gas Tracker or gas prices, or I'm not sure what it is, but if you Google it, I'm sure you could find it. And actually, that might be interesting to post in the BBS as well, where it shows from around the country the average prices. In fact, you can, I think you can even punch in your zip code, and it will find the cheapest stores.
It's always lower in the South.
And you know, I've heard that once the gas gets so, it's getting so high, getting so expensive,
right,
that truckers aren't going to be driving anymore, which means the price of goods are going to go up.
No, okay? Truckers will drive, it's just they'll pass the costs on to the consumers. The truckers will drive, it's just the price of everything will go up. The price of milk, the price of toys, the price of anything that sits on the back of an 18-wheeler getting delivered to Walmart's going to go up.
Well, yeah. Imagine
Walmart,
if the truckers union called a strike.
Walmart owns their own trucking company.
What now?
Walmart owns their own trucking company.
That's true.
So they don't have to, all they have to do is pay for labor. They don't have to pay.
They have to pay for that gas.
They have to pay for the gas. That's why the prices go up. I mean, it's only going to be,
What I meant by this was they don't have to hire another company to haul their stuff like a private small business.
I see what you're saying. So they have an advantage based on that. Yes, you're absolutely right about that. But either way, Walmart's prices are going to go up too. And it's not good. Not good for the economy. It means that our dollars are inflating. Yippee!
Yeah, they are.
All right.
I wanted to shift this conversation. I was in psychology today, and we were talking about responsibility and why humans do what they do. And basically, there's about five main views in the psychological realm. And as far as psychology goes, I'm a humanist. I believe that people generally... people do things because of how they've been brought up and their nature in general.
Okay.
And the other one was people do things. People's behavior is determined by their heredity.
And I don't think that's the case.
I think it is.
I think genetics plays a bigger part than way bigger part than how a child is reared. As far as how he turns out, eventually.
Even if it does, though, which I do not believe it does at all. I believe it does to a certain extent, as far as strength and weaknesses are concerned. Some people are more susceptible to alcoholism. Some people can't do math as well. Some people can't.
I think genetics is certainly a factor. But I feel like environment is a much heavier factor.
But my father definitely did not, or for example, a rapist's father did not cause him to rape a woman.
Your father raped a woman? You raped a woman?
A rapist father.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right. Yeah, how could that be passed on genetically?
And I was thinking about personal responsibility, and I thought it is the same premise to suggest that a gun company is responsible for a shooting as it is to suggest that a rape victim is responsible for a rape.
Yeah, it's all my dad's fault. It's my lineage's fault that I raped you. Thanks for the call, Brandon. Good point. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dead Meat in Sarasota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich. Hello.
Ian, hey, how's it going?
What's happening, man?
Okay. A little bit about restraining orders, seeing as how my mom's had more than her fair share of husbands since I was living with her, which is like five.
Okay.
I have plenty of experience with restraining orders, all right? You are not supposed to initiate contact with the person you have a restraining order against.
Ah,
that would make sense.
Unless it's done by a third party, such as the police or your lawyer.
Is there a punishment for this if it's found out that you have initiated the contact?
It depends. She's had everything from cops yell and scream at her, why would you do that? You don't want this person in your life, and you want to ensure that you don't deal with them, and you got the restraining order, so why are you calling them? Why are you inviting them over?
So your mom did this. Your mom did this exact same thing.
On more than one occasion, and the cops have scolded her for it, and they've even said, hey, you know what, you wanted him over here, now you're stuck with him, and they've left.
What was her motivation? Was she trying to get him in trouble?
She's bipolar and whatever, so... there's a whole lot of reasons that none of us could ever fathom.
She's just nuts, then, basically.
Yeah, I mean, and recently she just filed another restraining order against her now current husband, who is a complete alcoholic drunk. And then my sister also did, too, but then my mom decided to drop her restraining order because she loves him, blah, 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 crap. And then my sister didn't want to drop hers, so my sister had to move out of my mother's house because she still held a restraining order against him.
I see, and Mom wanted her ex-husband back home with her.
Right, to help fortune pay for the house.
So while we've got you on, even though you're not a woman, what do you think? Are women more manipulative? Are women more manipulative than men?
Depending on the woman, she can be very manipulative.
It so you don't want to make a blanket statement then? Just in general.
It's in general, it all depends on the personality and their experiences, how they were brought up.
Except. All right, fair enough, Dead Meat. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9232.
Way to take a stand, pal.
1-800-259-9232. Sounds like a politician. But that depends on the definition of is.
Sounds like a married guy.
We'll be looking into it. Yes. We're going to have a task force investigate. More coming back. Your show. Take control. Even in these remaining moments. 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most addictive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, even now, even here in... Well, we're about ready to be done at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. We do it six nights a week, so plenty of show to go here, of course. Actually, it should be noted that we are not going to be live on Monday night, which is Labor
Day. What?
Sweet.
So, Wayne. I tried, I begged, I pleaded for the board ops to come in and,
you know he did.
And do it. But
God's honest truth, he did.
We couldn't do it. We couldn't. Actually, I didn't bribe them heavily enough. That's probably all it was.
Yeah, really.
So, you're going to get a best of, I suppose, a Time Warp episode on Monday night show. So keep that in mind. All right, let's go to the phones, to the fun. You can, of course, email the show, FTL, at freetalklive.com, and get online with us. Go and check out all the free stuff that we've got there. Archives, the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, live streaming, it's all free. It always has and always will be free. However, we are asking for your support. We're asking for $3 a month. And as part of the AMP program, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We've had around 85 people contribute to the AMP program so far in just 2 months' time, which is fantastic, I think. And basically, $3 a month, totally voluntary. The idea is you're going to help us promote the show. We're going to take that $3 a month and turn it into more listeners. We're going to turn it into more radio stations carrying the show. In fact, we should be announcing a new station sometime this week. We're going to be turning it into more internet advertising, get more people with our show on their MP3 players. You're going to help spread the message of freedom and liberty for just $3 a month. So check it out. Get the details, amp.freetalklive.com. As an added bonus, once we reach our goal, we'll cut back on our commercial time by 25%. Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Johnson in Sarasota. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Jason, and Manwich.
Yeah, maybe if you're lucky, I'll come in on Tuesday then. I wanted to comment on this whole restraining order situation. I believe that the crime there being committed by that woman, she'd probably be charged for fraud, and she'd probably also be charged for misuse of police services, which carries a pretty hefty fine, actually, probably like a $500 fine. And because she called him, as soon as he were to bring that up in court, you know, when he's being tried to go to, you know, to go to jail,
right?
The judge will be able to subpoena her phone records. So
yes,
She's stupid. Very, very stupid. And she's probably going to receive either a hefty fine or jail time.
Hopefully we'll get the details from the White Rabbit when it actually comes to fruition.
Yeah, that'd be great. Also, just a side comment, your last caller was Dead Meat. And, now that you've got this transgendered person on the shrine, you're opening up a Pandora's box, because I know for a fact that a caller like Dead Meat will dress up at the drop of the hat to put a picture on the shrine.
Yeah, this is what I thought, that we had changed equipment on the shriner that's in there, but in fact this is a dude wearing a dress and some makeup. Sorry. That dude may go through most of his life in a dress and makeup.
Uh-huh.
That certainly is the difference between a guy who would put on a dress and makeup.
As much as I'd like to say that, we shouldn't have, we should only have women on the shrine, at the same time, part of me thinks that, there might be some draw to having guys dressed up like women on the shrine.
Why don't we have a shrine of transvestite listeners, then?
We're not going to. And Manwich is so scared that it's going to scare people off, but our board operator couldn't tell who it was. I mean, nobody's going to know unless they actually hover over her picture, and then they'll discover that she's a transgender. Anyway, the poll's on the BBS.
It's a dude in a dress.
Quiet, you. People are voting. We'll see you tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
I said, quiet, you. We're coming back tomorrow night. See you online at freetalklive.com.
One or the other.
freetalklive.com. Later.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. If you run...